Wired Jesus Podcast, June 27th, 2006. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. First off, thanks to everyone for all the emails, begging, and threats to get me to get up a new podcast. It's amazing how a job, family, and a move to a new state gets in the way of podcasting. But it's, you know, really great to know that there are friends like you out there who appreciate what I'm doing with Wired Jesus and let me know about that. So keep the emails coming, and this podcast is for you folks. Things are starting to settle down here in Chicago. The family's finally here and moved in, and I managed to get 4 rooms painted and nearly all the other assignments that my wife gave me done. At the same time, I've managed to start to get settled in at the church, get to know the staff, and work on some of the early changes here to reflect a more postmodern perspective, which is what leads to this podcast. As I slowly begin to learn my way around the western suburbs of Chicago, I find myself in an interesting place geographically and faith-wise. Geographically, just south of where we live is Wheaton College, the home of a really cool student-run radio station that favors punk and alternative rock, but more significantly, the Billy Graham Center. For those of you who may not have heard of Billy Graham, he was one of the great Christian evangelists of the 20th century and fathered what I would call, the kinder, gentler fundamentalism of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He had a much softer touch than Jerry Falwell and some of the folks to follow. On the other hand, 15 miles northeast is Willow Creek Church, the great boomer phenom of the 80s and 90s. If you haven't heard of Bill Hybels and Willow Creek, they were one of the first mega churches, using bands, video, and theater-style architecture for designing churches, for commonly what was described as entertaining people into becoming Christians. In terms of American Christianity, I find myself in our modestly large Lutheran congregation in the shadow of giants, a shadow that many pastors might find envious with all these resources in their backyard and at their disposal. I, on the other hand, find myself a little creeped out.
He does have a couple of 100 pounds on you, Jesus. I implore you all, don't bet on the Dark One. It is a bet that you will never win. Jesus, I am sorry I have sinned against you. I'm going to march right over to that bookie and change my bet right now.
Oh, yeah, me too, me too.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for showing us the light. See you later.
Now, don't get me wrong. Both these men and their institutions have done some very good things in their day to connect people with Jesus in a meaningful way. It's just that what made them make so much sense back in the day is the very reason they are not connecting today with most postmoderns. The problem I see it is this. Both Billy Graham and Willow Creek are rooted in the same modern idea of certainty, that I must be certain of everything, and if I'm certain, therefore I'm in control. I hear it in the language of people in the congregation I now serve here frequently, but even more so on the religious radio stations in the western burbs. Faith is something you have to be certain of. The mantra is that I am certain that Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior, And as long as I am certain, my faith is strong. And if my faith is strong, I can do great things and bring others to that same certain faith in Jesus. So what are the underpinnings of this strong and certain faith? Believing in the Bible as the inerrant Word of God, which means it's more trustworthy than your TomTom in finding directions cross-country, and is more exact than the science on display downtown at the Field Museum. If I ask questions that upset my fellow Christians or are considered out of bounds by those in authority, typically pastors, that means I've given in to doubt and weakened my faith, and therefore probably weakened the faith of others around me. And of course, weak faith means wandering away from Jesus and the church, and that, of course, is the road to hell. What's kind of driving it home for me right now were the near hysterics over the Da Vinci Code release. Some Christians really got scared when the book came out and became a bestseller, but the whole wind-up to the release of the movie had flyers coming into my mail nearly every day with resources to protect my people from the heresies of the movies, which will certainly cause them to doubt the Bible and Jesus. And I'm still getting these flyers. It's not to say that I think the underlying premise of the Da Vinci Code is historically accurate, but I don't think it's some satanic plot to drag unwitting believers into the pit of hell either. The selling point, though, for faith in this, be it Willow Creek or the Billy Graham school, comes down to essentially the same thing. You as a leader keep your people certain of what you tell them, you keep your doctrine pure, and you will have a faithful flock that will make it into heaven. So strong and faithful leaders, real leaders in the church, must have all the answers, be able to control all the questions, and that will keep everyone focused on Jesus in a way that will save them for heaven. And that's what creeps me out. I just don't get that. For those who've listened for the past year, you may already picked up on that. Part of that is the Christian tribe I come out of, Lutherans. If you haven't heard of Lutherans, Martin Luther was a German reformer, a priest actually, who triggered the whole Protestant Reformation over questions about God, questions where he wouldn't accept the easy answers of just believe it because we, and we being those in authority, told you to, or the Bible said it, so we believe it. Luther wrestled with doubt about God his entire life to the point where he said that faith without doubt is not really faith at all. And other Christian thinkers have said the same thing over the years. It's just they never became real popular over saying that. My favorite one is by Miguel Unamuno. He said, life is doubt, and faith without doubt is nothing but death. And what I find interesting is that Willow Creek is struggling to connect with postmoderns, as are many other churches. Billy Graham fundamentalists, Lutheran mainline, like where I'm at. And why? Because as structures rooted in modernity, these churches, denominations can't tolerate doubt. They have no way right now to integrate questioning and screaming at God as part of the spiritual journey.
Yea, believe in me and ye shall find peace.
Yeah, we've heard that crap for about 2,000 years now. We want to hear something new. It's the year 2000, for Christ's sake.
Yeah!
Well, what do you want?
We want to see God!
Yeah, with our own eyes.
Yeah!
We followed blindly for thousands of years and we think the least God can do is show up for New Year's Eve 1999.
Yeah!
Right!
Oh. Let me think about that for a minute.
For us as postmoderns, Miguel Unamuno makes much more sense than that kind of unquestioning faith. Moderns are wired for answers. They're wired to punch the equation into the machine and have it spit out the solution for the answer man to give us. That's 20th century. Postmoderns, 21st century folks, we're wired for doubt. I mean, think about it. We doubt our parents. 50% of our parents, according to some statistics, divorced when we were kids. So half of us were raised in either single parent or divorced households. We doubt God. Half of us were never raised in any kind of religious tradition at all, so if we're searching now, we don't have a clue as to what we're looking at. We doubt our leaders. We doubt corporations. We doubt the media. Comes right down to it, we don't believe in certainty at all. What we believe is our experience, and that is chaos. We just don't see one way. We see many ways. And if we assume, that there is a God, then we assume God multitasks too. And my two giant neighbors and their offspring are struggling to understand that. Consider podcasting and blogging. Dominated by postmoderns, here are some of the names of some of the religious blogs and podcasts that I Googled, as well as some that I listen to or read. Questions of Faith and Doubt, The Edge of Faith, Debate God, Paradoxology, oh, this one hurts, The Unnecessary Pastor, The Vox Tree Podcast, A Different Perspective, this one I found intriguing and fun, The Society of Mutual Autopsy. You search some of those sites in some of the postmodern spiritual communities like the Ooze and Gink World, and over again, you find doubt as a subject for meaningful discussion, because our parents tried to teach us that doubt was a sign of weakness of faith, and we weren't supposed to talk about it. We've discovered that doubt helps us to understand what we can really trust and to perceive a truth beyond words and proofs. And so consequently, if we're going to seek out spiritual communities, we're going to look for those where we can spill all our doubts there in the open and not be treated as some kind of virus that will infect all the faithful. And that's why I think Wired Jesus and all the other postmodern podcasts and blogs out there wrestling with the spiritual journey work in ways that Willow Creek and the Billy Graham Strong Faith churches can't. Slowly, some postmodern Christians are rediscovering the Jesus who yelled at God for abandoning him on the cross. They're connecting with the frightened, unbelieving disciples who ran from the first sign of trouble. They understand the words of the ancient spiritual giants who questioned God's very existence and affirmed it at the same time. Those are the people we want to hang with. And that's whether we consider ourselves Christians or not. Communities that affirm that, and that's whether they call themselves a church or not, that is where we want to be. Not the four-wall traditional answer man church. What can I say? I don't see myself as the God authority or the Bible answer man. I'm a fellow traveler with a story to tell, an ear to listen, and an eye for what's along the road with Jesus. So I suppose that's why I do this podcast and why so many of you are still listening and still pestering me to get back and do this more regularly. So living with doubt? I think that's part of why we're here. You know, perhaps if we keep coming back and this community continues to grow as it has, perhaps we'll find that faith with questions of doubt is nothing but real life, a real life grounded in something deeper than just answers. That's it for this podcast. I'm calling it Faith and Doubt Redux, since I did one on doubt earlier, but I went in a different direction, so I hope you don't mind too much. I'm at a camp this week with our 8th graders, but since we're on a college campus with wireless, I'll try and get another podcast ready and in the can to post next week. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, check out the blogs and the podcasts that I mentioned. They're posted at wiredjesus.com, and leave your comments or email to me and keep passing those on to others, wiredjesus.com, and let everyone know. Wired Jesus is back. So thanks for walking with Wired Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue.
blee blee blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two. I wrote that.
Yeah.